Among the more impassioned efforts is from developmentally disabled people and their caregivers. They're seeking $45 million in state subsidies to pay workers more money to comply with the rising minimum wage in New York. Governor Cuomo and the legislature last year phased in an increase. It will eventually lead to a $15 an hour wage in New York City and $12.50 an hour upstate. Former Assemblyman Harvey Wiesenberg, who has a son with severe developmental disabilities, says the money is loose change in a $160 billion state budget. He says worker shortages with vacancy rates as high as 20% at some facilities has led to employees working overtime while not earning enough to live decently themselves.
Now we have people working double shifts. We have people working two jobs. They can't pay their bills. They still qualify for food stamps. And there's something wrong because the state has an obligation and a responsibility to pay these people a living wage, not minimum wage, a living wage.
Wiesenberg says the overstressed and underpaid workers could lead to inadequate care for patients and a return to the bad old days of neglect of the disabled. Wiesenberg has said that his own son, Ricky, was abused by a worker at a care center on Long Island, and he filed a lawsuit.
We're going to have more neglect and abuse, more deaths of people, and we can't let this happen.
Under the state's laws, wages for fast food workers are actually rising at a more rapid pace than for the rest of the workforce. Currently, the minimum pay for fast food workers is $12 an hour in New York City and $10.75 for the rest of the state. For all other workers, it's lower, between $10.50 and $11 an hour in New York City and $10 an hour in the rest of the state. Glenn Liebman is with the Mental Health Association. He says the disparity has resulted in some adverse consequences. He says agencies that provide services to the mentally ill are also suffering staffing shortages as workers go to McDonald's and other fast food outlets to seek better pay with fewer responsibilities.
If you're McDonald's, you can raise McNuggets by a quarter to help pay for the cost of the minimum wage increase. What can we do in the nonprofit sector? We can't charge people money. We can't increase that. What do? We're in a very difficult quandary about that.
Groups representing the mentally ill also want $28 million in the state budget for residential housing for people with chronic mental illness. They also complain of severe worker shortages in the group homes. They hope the money will be included in the Assembly and Senate budget plans, which are due out later in March, and the group's requests will become part of larger budget negotiations. They have support among Democrats and Republicans in the legislature, including GOP Senator Jim Todisco. He had a brother who was developmentally disabled and who often became upset and disoriented because of the rapid turnover of his caregivers.
I, my colleagues up here, will not leave this session or this budget session or create a budget that does not have that funding in there with every ounce of strength we have to get it done.
Governor Cuomo, speaking at a cabinet meeting, did not directly address the issue, but he said he sees few sticking points between himself and the legislature in the upcoming budget negotiations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.